case number 9551.
Okay.
This is Sierra Mobile Home Park.
Right. Ray and Patricia Beaver, southeast of Route 1, southeast of Center Avenue, being lot D35 within Sierra Mobile Home City Mobile Home Park.
Shoot.
They're seeking a variance from side yard setback requirement, a variance from separation requirement between units in the mobile home park, and a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage.
2018.
Sierra.
2018.
Are you reading 10,018?
Hey, city.
No, that's been taken off the agenda.
That's been taken off.
The subpoena did not get there in time.
That one,
Subpoena didn't get there in time.
Don't you have 10,000, don't you have 9551?
Did 9551?
I guess I must have missed the latest revised revision.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Last revised on January 2nd.
Share mine.
And the other got taken off last minute.
It was a last minute removal.
Don't let him again.
Why did the other one get taken off?
Hey. The other one got taken off because the subpoena was not issued in time for them to appear.
And your county attorney.
There wasn't enough time for them to be served.
Is there a holiday or something?
Something like that, yeah.
551, I don't think.
For who to be subpoenaed?
The park owner.
Park owner, okay.
Yeah, for Bay City.
So did we, this in here was requesting a new survey down there?
Yes.
Yes, they submitted their new survey. If you want me to pass it down, I can.
Now, that new survey, is that for the whole, was that for the whole park, just for their lot?
It's for their lot.
That's it.
Can we back where we were?
No, not.
Not, okay. That's what I'm glad you're explaining.
I'm not here for this one, I just happen to see it.
Okay, I haven't.
Everything's there the way it should be, okay? That's what we're requesting from Sierra Mobile City now that they have to present a.
Fine. How long's that been open?
A few. You had a public hearing on this application.
Yeah.
On.
July 10th.
July 10th.
Yep.
It was deferred on July 10th.
Table till the 24th.
Table to the 24th, table July 24th. Yeah, on July 24th.
You kept sending it out to them, didn't you?
I ended up sending them a letter telling them that they had 60 days.
Yep.
Bond back in November.
There you go.
And they had that survey and had shown me everything around it and blah, blah, blah. You know, so you've all seen the letter Bud gave me a couple weeks ago. And she did respond.
Yes, she did.
With the survey. It showed all the improvements and what.
And,
I tried to explain what it appeared, because what we did get, and Rick's seen it, we got a set of surveys.
I'll check, take care of it.
Of all the improvements based on aerial reconnaissance, of all the improvements in Sierra. Some of it actually had to be done in the field because of trees when they did it. And then we also got an aerial to match it, so we could see a lot of what those things were. And then we told them we needed a survey, and they did it separate. They did this actual drawing of the old drawing so we could compare apples and oranges and found that they matched up pretty well. So we have an official document. They've agreed to accept the document that we've just recently received as the actual final site plan for that park. And everybody's got to use that. They've got to show us, so the letter basically stated on three, I think, three cases. The one that we deferred in the last 2 years, or three of them. That they had to show us where all the improvements were on their lot, all the improvements around it, if there was a need for variance. And you have a survey from Coast Survey who did the new drawing, actually, put the drawings together. Took them 6 or 8 months to put the drawings together. So what we have is an actual drawing now of everything on that lot.
As it should be.
You can see where all the variances are.
Good.
And there's a bunch of them.
It ain't been a while sending them back and forth, letters, I know, last time I told.
Well, this one was only actually tabled twice. Both times you asked for a survey.
Mm-hmm.
Or the second time you asked for a survey.
Right.
On two of the other cases, I think there's three cases total.
Three cases.
The other two cases, one of them you deferred like, or tabled like 6 times trying to get a survey.
Yeah.
So we had to basically say, either do it or it's going to be recommended to be denied by staff and we're going to have to go with legal action. So I could do it.
I think I read that letter to you that Mr. Lankett gave them that option.
Okay, then. Well, there's no further discussion. Motion.
Well, I think you've got to look at it and figure out exactly what they need now, right?
Well, I think what I don't know that you can act on it tonight, but you got the survey. We can get copies for you, and then we can let staff look at it and make sure what they need.
Sure.
They may have to reapply for something additional.
Right, because they've asked, you can see from here, there's a couple, at least three structures that look like they're within 20 feet, and they're probably over the 35% lot coverage. And then they got several side yard setbacks.
Original application, they requested a variance from the side yard for a deck, variance from the required 20 foot between units for the being a deck on unit 33, and a variance in the 35%. What you're gonna find is probably more. Plus, yeah, there's accessory building setback needed, I believe.
So you're gonna analyze that for next meeting.
Yeah, we can take care of that. That was information.
Do it, me.
So in the future, Lawrence, I don't think there's any need to put them on the agenda until you guys have done that.
That's fine.
Assessment.
I didn't realize it until I sit here just tonight. So
we're just going to leave something to our next record. I mean, the staff gets back with us. Okay.
Cool.
Okay, I need a motion, please. So just leave it open to our next meeting to staff.
Motion to table it for a staff analysis for the next meeting.
December
95-51. Okay, now second that motion.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 9551. Excuse me. To allow the staff to get us analysis on what we exactly need. Okay. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Before you close, let's have additional business.
Can I just toss one thing in? I guess, Bud, when you guys are doing that, or whoever's going to do that, I guess if you find that they need additional variances that have not been applied for, there's probably not much sense putting it back on the agenda until
they apply.
It's advertised. Yeah. You know, you got to get it advertised.
If they hadn't applied for a front yard, for example, we can't stretch it, then they're going to need to reapply for that one.
Yeah, I'll take a look and see it.
I asked to speak for a second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I came tonight for more than reason to just try to give you some answers on those two cases and end up with three or four cases. But
appreciate it.
I tried to come in once in a great while and just listen. And the difficulty I had tonight was I was listening, but I couldn't hear. Now, I get this complaint every Tuesday at council. I can't. I'm sitting in the front row almost, but I couldn't hear what some of them both votes were. I couldn't hear Brent. I couldn't hear Jeff. I heard John if he was facing forward, but I couldn't hear him when he turned. I could hear Ronald. And I could hear Dale. I could hear Rick sometimes. Need to get closer to the mics. We get it every Tuesday just because we have a certain individual that'll holler and say, "Can't hear you," real loud in the back. So there's a lady outside when we took break, and she said the same thing. She couldn't hear you, and she was sitting all the way in the back, so I can understand that. Because what Dale Dukes will do sometimes on Tuesday is say, "If you can't hear, come up to the front because we have plenty of room." For Kramer, he sits all the way in the back. So that's just something for you to think about. We have a couple of councilmen that sit back like you do, Jeff. You kind of sit back, relax, and you can't hear the same chair, actually. And I won't mention any names. We have a commission member that does the same thing, so it's nothing new, and it's going to keep happening, but try to be cognizant of that.
Are you suggesting I'm as loud as the councilman that sits here?
Yeah, they don't need a microphone, I don't believe. No, but seriously, you just need to. Because Kelly could have a problem with the tape, the court reporters that come in on appeals, which we don't get too many, but when we get them, you see a lot of times, and Rick can attest to this, is that they can't, it's garbled, and they write garbled or some other word that they use.
Yeah.
We've already had to have
not clear. And we have, yeah, and we have to come down sometimes and try to tell them who's speaking, because they don't understand when we ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I mean, I came in representing staff today, and I listened to the tape of that one hearing, and most of what I told you was already told to you by staff. I mean, I don't have a problem coming in and do it. I'll do it every week if you want. But the staff had told you most of the answers I gave you on that one case, the deputy case. The answers were on tape, so I have a lot of faith in my staff. But Bud can attest to that. Mm-hmm. Ellie does a good job doing the minutes. Melissa and Bud do a great job doing what they do over here. I don't like coming and do what they do. I have to do it when I have to. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they do a good job.
I think they do. I'll second that.
Yeah, but if you feel that we need to do more, you need to tell me. Or Bud. Bud will tell me.
It's two ways.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They do. They all do a good job.
But the only way we can learn is by our mistakes also.
And
Rick and I go at it every once in a while. In fact, I got one to go at him with real soon I get it written.
I'm trying my darnest now, and have been through Lawrence to educate each and every one. You know, you've had a few up here and sitting as the secretary, and I think we got a good one here that retains a lot of the ordinance. I think Lawrence will attest to that, right, that she's very good at retaining the ordinance as it reads, so to speak. Maybe Mr. Burrow sometimes will challenge her on a section of that, and rightly so. And she can quote that section very well sometimes. But the interpretation of it, of course, is entirely up to you.
That's right. A lot of what we do is our interpretation and what we feel has been consistent for years. And we get a different attorney comes in and represents. We get a different opinion sometimes. I could probably give you one scenario and give it to five attorneys to get you five different answers. And I'm sure Rick will agree with me. You don't always get the same answer. It all depends on how they interpret. So it's difficult. So we try to be consistent in the way we interpret.
Now you'll be having the chief inspector, the acting chief inspector as of right now, Susan, back in here learning whatever things she has to learn. She's been here. She knows almost everything that goes on here. But I want to bring her up to date on the action of the cases and what we're doing. So she will be here, but she won't be, in other words, every night, every meeting here. But she will be in the position of the Board of Adjustment as the chief inspector whenever that happens. Mr. Link appoints her permanently.
Been recommended already. Just waiting on some action.
And then we help
with. One other thing is that I sometimes feel like I should apologize to the board because I should be here more than I am, just to let you know I'm still interested. But again, the staff is here. I got three people here most of the time, and they report to me if I ask them a question or they come and ask me a question. So I seem to keep up with what's going on. Plus, I get to read Kelly.
I like you anyway.
I proof Kelly's minutes for her. So that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. That's pretty easy. We've had really good luck with the girls that take that awesome job to do the minutes and all that, because that is a pain. I mean, Susan and Jennifer and Kelly have all done a great job, so can't complain about the minutes.
It's been a while since Norma, hasn't it?
It's been a while. Well, I've seen Norma for a while, but she's...
Yeah, I've seen her, too.
Still doing good.
Yeah, for that, the mall, Christmas shopping. Yeah, I hadn't seen her up to them for basically
so years. They did a little traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget when I voted against adjourning, and she put it in the minutes.
Yes, she did. She put in that one.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be in the minutes tonight. You voted against Gerald, too.
Yeah, right.
That's fine. Hey.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
I vote my conscience.
We just lost. I don't think I'll see her tomorrow. She's very sick.
And then Johan?
Susie's very sick. And Tina's very sick.
And you said you got to play golf tomorrow, so you'd run the show.
without my permission.
Oh, I didn't know you were supposed to be here.
So as long as he can tag along.
No, I got counsel tomorrow. He ain't
playing. You're free tomorrow. He's got counsel and he can play golf then. Yeah. Everybody's sick. You be sick, huh? Already.
So we're losing staff. How you feeling?
I'm sick for a month.
She's had hers already.
Oh, man.
That stuff I hope the three girls that are out sick now don't have what I had last weekend. So
that was bad.
That was bad.
Yeah.
A bad flu going around.
Lawrence, we thank you for coming in.
No problem.
Welcome anytime. We like your presence.
I will try to come back a little bit more than I have been lately.
Motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
All right. See you.
All right.
Lawrence, question to ask you. On ponds.
Half ton.
I'm sorry?
You got 200 acres.
10 and a half ton.
Oh, 40
to 10. You got to get it. You just put your pond in, right?
Zoodle-like.